I'm Marty Moscowen. Welcome back to Radio Times. Acclaimed bassist Christian McBride is the host of NPR's Jazz Night in America. He recently gave a shout-out to the Philadelphia-based Fresh Cut Orchestra's new CD From the Vine, saying, "I really like the way they work with layers." The orchestra was put together by our guests, bassist Jason Fraticelli, drummer Anwar Marshall, and trumpeter Josh Lawrence. The Painted Bride Arts Center in Philadelphia commissioned the trio to compose new music for a 10-piece ensemble that's featured on their debut CD. Jason, Anwar, and Josh join us to talk about their collaboration and their respective musical careers, backgrounds, and interests. And nice to have you, Jason Fraticelli, on Radio Times.
All right, nice to be here.
Also with us, as I said, drummer Anwar Marshall. Nice to have you with us, Anwar.
Good morning. How's it going?
Very well. How about you?
Great.
You're having a very good week. I know that. And trumpeter Josh Lawrence, nice to have you with us on
nice
Radio Times
here.
As well. So did you all know each other before this collaboration?
Well,
this is Jason.
How you doing? Anwar and I had been playing together for several years. We played in a band with band leader Wade Dean. But Josh and I had never met before this this commission happened. Maybe we crossed paths in a jam session or something like
maybe
that.
Once, yeah.
But the first time we actually met was when Lenny Seidman from the Painted Bride put this commission together for us to put together this group, and we sat in a room and kind of met each other. Mm-hmm. Told us about the idea of getting the group together and how many musicians we could put together, and. Shortly after, the three of us said, well, let's get together and play, because Josh and I had never really played together. And we got together, and I think we played a blues.
Take
my living room.
The rest is history, as
It was awesome. We were nodding our heads. We were like, this is going to work. This is going to be great. Yeah.
But and I'll put this to you, Josh, and to you, Anwar, but had you ever written for a 10-piece orchestra? And you're nodding. You're saying no.
No, definitely. Especially
never.
Not me. I'm the novice writer the group. Most of the music I had written up to that point was very, very short. And I guess it still is. But I guess fleshing it out for, full horn section and a pretty extended rhythm section, my first foray into anything like that.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to be playing selections from each of them. How about for you, Josh?
Yeah, as far as a group this size, I had done some composing for, small groups, trios, quartets, quintets. Did a little bit of arranging when I was in college, but nothing to this extent, especially with two guitars and a laptop.
I thought it was interesting. Guitars, horns, a lot of horns, percussion, laptop.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first discussion we had was about, what's the instrumentation going to be, because they basically gave us a blank, canvas to do this with. So that was the first order of business. Yeah.
Well, I do want to play Mother's Love, and this is the second part of the Mother's Suite from this Fresh Cut Orchestra's new album, From the Vine. And perhaps you can set this up for us, Jason.
Yeah, sure. This is the second movement from the Mother's Suite. It's called Mother's Love. The whole Mother's Suite is, I guess a long story short would just be it's inspired by the love, respect, and loss of a mother. And, my wife's mother had kind of passed away, and shortly after we had our first child, Oscar. So it was just kind of like this whole suite was kind of inspired by the whole experience of witnessing my wife losing a mom and becoming a mom at the same time, so each movement kind of narrates a certain part of that, and Mother's Love is a second movement.
It's a second movement. Let's listen.
Thank you.
excerpt of A Mother's Love, the second part of the Mother's Suite from Fresh Cut Orchestra's new album From the Vine. And I really love the sort of Latin beat that you have kind of going underneath that piece of music.
Oh, yeah, awesome. Thank you.
Was that the idea?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the main part of coming up with that movement, that piece right there, just had a lot to do with the bass line and the simple little melody on top. And Mike Semprola, plays tenor saxophone on this one and just plays a beautiful solo.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're doing that bass line there, Jason.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. You're doing that.
And that bass line is, it's kind of played by the left hand of the piano and on the upright bass. Mm-hmm. And that sound together is just something I love. I love a lot.
Now, is all this written down when you compose for the orchestra? I'll put this to you, Josh. Is it all, did you compose each and every note, or is there room for some improv?
Oh, there's definitely room for improvisation. Yeah. In this type of music, jazz, you know, the chart is kind of the framework. And there's certain things that are written, like he was talking about the bass line, the horn lines, all the guitar riffs and everything. But the solos, they're all improvised. I mean, there's nothing written down exactly for drums as well.
Yeah, I was looking at Admire here.
Yeah. And then even for bass, like, you know, Jason will riff and go in a different direction. And if everybody's listening, we go with it.
And you're there. You're kind of as the drummer.
Yeah, I guess I have to hold the whole thing down.
That's right.
Is that the job of a drummer, though?
It's interesting playing drums for this group, especially for, I get to make my parts from scratch. They give me sort of a rough template of, okay, this section is going to be this long, and I kind of wanted to go like this. And we also have this amazing percussionist, Francois Zayas. So we work mm-hmm. together pretty close to, like you said on the last tune, kind of give the song a nice groove and lift. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole lot of fun.
Well, and if I'm sort of a Frank Zappa fan, not sort of, I'm a huge fan. And I hear a little bit in there, Jason.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
A little tiny.
You know, it's funny because I didn't collect all of Frank Zappa's records. I wasn't listening to a ton of Frank Zappa music. And I was writing a lot of stuff. I have a rock band, and a lot of the rock band music is influenced by Frank Zappa. Oh. And I think on a road trip with a band, somebody had put on a Frank Zappa record, and I started listening to it, and I said, oh my gosh, like, wow, there's definitely some, I was like, maybe I shouldn't listen to this too much. but no, I definitely am, huge fan. And I love what he did. He wrote for the people that were mm-hmm. in his band. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot like what we do in the Fresh Cut Orchestra is, we're not writing for alto, mm-hmm. tenor. We're writing for Mark Allen. We're writing for Tim Conley. Tim Conley's one of the guitarists and the laptop musician. Mm-hmm. So there might be a part in the chart that says, Tim Conley is going to mm-hmm. do his thing. He's going to write something for mm-hmm. this section. And that's, so it's great to write for the specific people that, we've been lucky enough mm-hmm. to have in the yeah. band.
Which really speaks to Philadelphia's kind of rich musical scene. Josh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's so many musicians here. Like when we had this first conversation, we knew we were going to end with 10 people, but the list was like, it could have gone on to a few hundred
like a 40
people.
Piece yeah,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, exactly. I mean, we could have, there's just so many great musicians in this city that are from this city that live elsewhere. I mean, Philly is all over the place in the music scene,
Uh-huh. And Anwar, you grew up in Philly. You're
yep.
still here.
Born and raised.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
And
cool.
how old or how young were you when you started playing drums?
I was about six. I was that kid in class who couldn't sit still and would, I would grab my pencils and, math class, I'm not really. My mother and father are both musicians. My mom just retired a couple years ago from teaching in the Philadelphia Public School Systems, music teacher. And she's a great singer, choir director. My dad is also a multi-instrumentalist. And they just got me drums for Christmas, and the rest is history, I guess.
And did you stop doing this in class?
No. Never, ever.
Never, ever. You got even better at it, I guess, right? And how about you? How long have you been playing trumpet?
Oh, my goodness. I guess at this point, 20 something years. Yeah, I guess
you're a kid, obviously.
Yeah, I was a product of the you know, music in schools. So you know, I was given the option of what I wanted to play, and I just picked a trumpet. Ended up at Burlington County Community College, you know, band program for the summer, and stuck with it ever since. Yeah.
And you play bass. You play both stand-up and electric, right?
Yeah, yeah. Upright bass is definitely is my axe, you know. It's where I feel at home. That's my main instrument. But I do play electric and play a 10-string instrument called the quattro, which none of that instrument is on the first cut, Fresh Cut record, but actually will be on the next one, the second one that we have. And, you know, I played drums at first. I used to play drums with my dad and my uncle in a rock band. Mm-hmm. My dad and my
Elysium,
brother.
Is it?
Yeah.
That was the name of your
that's right,
family
yep.
rock band.
And it was, you know, Cisco and Tomas Fraticelli twins. Mm-hmm. And now they're 62. I'm actually recording their record right now. So it's. That's always been a dream.
And he sounds great on drums. I just heard so.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
you better watch out,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. I got to learn some bass. So
well, tell you what, let's take a very short break, and then we'll get back to our conversation. We are talking with bassist Jason Fraticelli, drummer Anwar Marshall, and trumpeter Josh Lawrence. And we are playing selections from their new CD, From the Vine, and it is composed for the Fresh Cut Orchestra, an orchestra that they put together here in Philadelphia. They performed last night at World Cafe Live.
No, we were at Rockwood Music Hall in New York last night.
All right.
We're
take
there tonight.
Take that entirely back. But you will be at World Cafe Live tonight performing with their orchestra. We're going to take a very short break and then get back to our conversation. You can call us at 1-888-477-9499. Send us an email, radiotimes@whyy.org. And send us a tweet at WHYY Radio Times. And stay with us. Much more music after this short break. We'll be right back. This is Radio Times here on WHYY in Philadelphia. I'm Barney Moss-Cohen, and let me play another cut from the Fresh Cut Orchestra's brand new album, From the Vine. And this is Jason Fraticelli soloing in Elegy for a Mom, part of the Mother's Suite. Let's listen. Jason Fraticelli solo in Elegy for a Mom, part of the Mother's Suite on Fresh Cut Orchestra's album From the Vine. Are you just exhaling now, having listened to it yourself?
No, it's it's really it's wild to listen to.
It's beautiful.
Thanks.
I mean, it sounds like the instrument is almost weeping in a way.
Mm-hmm. A lot of groups that I've played in, you know, they might mention like, oh, take a little bass thing by yourself. And I was always inspired by the Coltrane Quartet and Jimmy Garrison, who was one of my biggest upright bass heroes. I mean, he did that a lot in the Coltrane Quartet. Oh my gosh, there would be bass solos that were 10 minutes long on these recordings. And to me, he made the upright bass like as cool as like a guitar. You know what I mean? Like it had this different vibe to it. It was kind of like listening to a different form of a Jimi Hendrix playing the guitar. Like, man, I want to play the guitar. And Jimmy Garrison would do that with the upright bass, playing double stops and, you know, chords. And I loved it. I just really loved it. It's had a big impact.
And what do you hear when you listen to that, Josh?
I hear the blues. That's what I hear. like what you said, I just hear weeping.
Yeah.
You know? It's just a really emotional piece. Yeah.
How about for you, Anwar?
Yeah, I love playing this this suite. Like, we played it last night, and I feel like Jason did a great job of capturing his idea with the music for the whole thing, but especially that solo. I think it's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me play another piece, and this is Uptown Romance, composed by you, Josh, our trumpeter guest, Josh Lawrence. And this is off the Fresh Cut Orchestra's new album, From the Vine. Anything you want to say to our listeners before we listen?
Not before.
Okay. Fair enough. I know exactly what you mean. Well, then let's listen. Composed by our guest trumpeter Josh Lawrence, and again off the Fresh Cut Orchestra's brand new album From the Vine. Now I'd like you to talk about it. Okay. And that was beautiful, by the way.
Thank you very much.
I mean, it's great to hear horns, I have to say, for one thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you think that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when we first put the group together, one of the first conversations was who's going to be in it. And I was like, I just want three horns with me, like next to me. Because there's nothing like when you play trumpet, you sit on top of the band because you're the highest voice most of the time. So it's, when you have three horns underneath you, first of all, it just makes your job so much easier. But nothing else sounds like it, you know. So that was, you know, I wanted to definitely have some horns with me, and then also people that I was close to that I've been working with for a long time. So, you know, Mike Semprola, who played that intro line on alto saxophone, I had other people read that, and I wrote that for him because he does that perfectly. Brent White on trombone. I've been playing with him and Mike for about 15 years. I told Brent, you know, do your thing here for one bar, and he takes the most perfect one bar solo, you know. Yeah. And Mark Allen, who I've worked with in the past few years with Anwar and the Captain Black Big Band. But yeah, that piece for me, like composing, it usually comes from two different places. Either I just find a song that's just in the air and I play it, or I play it on piano, or I play it on trumpet, and then forget about it. And then if I can remember it 3 days later, then I think...
Oh, really?
Then I'll,
that's the test, in
that's
a way?
Usually... Yeah, if it sticks in my brain without me writing it down, if I don't think about it, then hopefully it'll stick in other people's brains as well. And then... So there's that part of it. But the other part is I usually write about people and places. That's always an important thing for me compositionally. So this one specifically was written about my wife, Ola, and just us living in Harlem. And the type of music I was listening to, and just the experience of us in our early years. And yeah, that's where all this comes from.
Uptown Romance.
Yeah, of course.
Let me just reintroduce the three of you. That's Josh Lawrence, trumpeter, also with us, bassist Jason Fraticelli, and drummer Anwar Marshall. And we've been playing selections from their new CD, From the Vine, and it's composed by the Fresh Cut Orchestra. This was all put together because the Painted Bride, in a sense, challenged them to write for a 10-piece orchestra, which they did. And again, they're playing tonight at World Cafe Live. To join our conversation, you can join us at 1-888-477-9499. You can also send us an email, radiotimes@whyy.org, and you can tweet us at WHYY Radio Times. Anwar, I do want to play This Is Sanguine, and this is a kind of a new experience for you to compose, yes?
Oh, yes. Well, for this this type of configuration, I did a fair amount of, smaller group compositions, but I guess for this band, I wanted to just stretch and see if I could write up to these guys.
Man, you are.
Still working on it.
Well, Tim, let's play it, and then we'll talk more about it. This is Sanguine, again, from the Fresh Cut Orchestra's new CD, From the Vine. This is the final track. Let's give it a listen. Thank you. from the Fresh Cut Orchestra's new album From the Vine, composed by our guest drummer Anwar Marshall, featuring our other guest Josh Lawrence on trumpet. And our third guest joining us in this hour of Radio Times is Jason Fraticelli. Is that a drum machine? What are we hearing there?
So that sound in the beginning is a loop that I made on a program at home called Logic. It's a computer music program.
Right.
And our guitarist and laptop musician, Tim Connolly, I gave that to him, and he totally manipulated it into something way cooler than what I initially thought.
Because when I first heard it, I said, what is that? What am I listening to?
Yeah. And then I guess also, like I mentioned before, Francois Zayas is playing some additional percussion on that track too. Gives it layers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, layers. Yeah, that seems to be one of the operative words. And are you playing live there?
Yeah, I mean, everything. I mean, even the laptop stuff, everything is live.
It's all live.
It's all done live, on that cut. So, yeah, we count it off and go right into it, you know.
Wow.
I remember when we did that in the studio, you know, everybody's getting their headphone mixes and, you know, everything was cut at the same time. I think we did one take. And then I said, can we go into the control room and just listen to what we are doing? Because this is like, it was kind of hard to even conceive, like, you know, what, like, we're playing the song, people were soloing, we're playing what Anwar wrote. Tim was live manipulating the electronics. And then we went into the control room and he hit play. And I just said, wow, this just.
Was that a one take thing?
I don't know if that was – we might have done two on that one because it was so new for all of us. We said, okay, now we kind of have an idea.
The only one take was Uptown Romance. We did that in one take.
That was your piece.
Yeah, the one we heard before that, yeah.
Do you like listening to yourself, Anwar? It's always interesting to me when we play music and we have the musicians or the composers here and I watch them listen to themselves.
I'm learning to like it.
Are you? Without what, a critical ear?
I will always be self-critical, but you know, it's all a work in progress. You know, I spend a lot of time listening to the great drummers of the past, and you know, and my contemporaries too, and just trying to make sense of the role of the drummer, which is, you know. Man, it's a rough job, but it's great. I love it. Wouldn't do anything.
Why a rough job, but why?
It's a lot of responsibility, especially in this context. I guess you could take this track, for example. I'm really interested in music that loops. Josh mentioned the blues earlier. Mm-hmm. The blues is a very short form, and I think the thing that, you know, one of the things I love about it is that, okay, there's these statements in the blues, and then it repeats. You just keep going back to the same thing, and it has a certain feeling to it, if you will.
How about you listening to you, Josh?
It's interesting. The more experience you get, the more you can kind of like separate yourself from it. But I think what's interesting about listening to yourself, for me, I was talking to somebody about this last night, is that this is me 2 years ago.
Right, you're a different person today.
So,
right?
Like, you know, there's a whole lot that's happened since then. I mean, we're always trying to get, first of all, to just get technically better on an instrument and add new vocabulary and add new aspects to our playing. So that solo is not what you're going to hear tonight.
Is that right?
Yeah, no, it's going to be completely different. And, like, you know, but to me, it's cool because, like, I actually recorded that on flugelhorn because he wanted it on flugelhorn, which is like a larger trumpet, which I never play. So it's very cool to hear that back just because I never play flugelhorn and I like the sound of it. It's cool.
How about for you, Jason, when you listen to you?
Well, yeah, I mean, these recordings, like Josh is kind of saying, are like audio photographs. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times when I listen or when we listen, it brings me back to that moment, kind of like looking at a picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I definitely listen to a lot of stuff in general that I'm working on or that we're working on. But then when it's kind of done and it's like, okay, this is out, this is finished, it's kind of like on to the next. Mm-hmm. So, and then every once in a while listening to some old stuff again, it's just a feeling of like, wow, it's, you know, a great feeling of accomplishment. Like, man, we these people got together and made this happen.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And then just listening to it as like a special thing, like, wow, this is. And then after years of doing it, it's like such a big body of work, so many recordings. And so I love listening to stuff that I've been on, but always focusing on like what's next. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got to work on this, finish that.
Let's take another very short break, and then we'll get back to our conversation. That's bassist Jason Fraticelli. Also with us is drummer Anwar Marshall and trumpeter Josh Lawrence. They were commissioned by the Painted Bride Art Center here in Philadelphia a couple of years ago to write new music for a 10-piece ensemble. They did that. In fact, they have a brand new CD. It's called From the Vine, and it features the Fresh Cut Orchestra. More music and conversation after this very short break. To join our conversation, that phone number is 1-888-477-9499. Send us an email, radiotimes@whyy.org, and you can send us a tweet at WHYY Radio Times. And do stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Radio Times here on WHYY in Philadelphia. I'm Marty Moss Cohen. Let me play another section from the Fresh Cut Orchestra's new album, From the Vine. This is Ritual of Take, Part 3 of the Mother's Suite, and it features Francois Zayas. Let's give it a listen. Ritual of Take, Part 3 of the Mother's Suite from Fresh Cut Orchestra's new album, From the Vine, composed by our guest, Jason Fraticelli, and featuring Francois Zayas on, is it bongos, slightly?
Yeah, yeah.
There's playing. A lot going on in this.
Yeah. It's funny, when we were recording this in the chart, again, talking about, you know, you write a lot of stuff in the chart, but you leave as much room as possible for the person to do their thing, what makes them special. And literally, it was just – I had written the pattern that Anwar is playing on the hi-hat, but it just says, Francois, solo.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do your thing. And he kept asking me, said, you know, any ideas? How long should I go? I said, Francois, you could go for 20 minutes if that's what you – if that's sincere, you know, if that's honest, you just do your thing. And then he chose to play the solo on bongos. Later down the road, just listening to it, I was like, oh my gosh, he Like, yeah. The bongos. Like, I didn't think of that. And he takes this unbelievable solo. Mm-hmm. I mean, Francois Zayas, he's, you know, I mean, all the people in this group are so special. He's an amazing composer in his own right. And, you know, he's there's one record that I was a part of, Vanessa Santi, and it's a record mm-hmm. called Big Stuff. And Francois did all the arrangements for that record. Huh. And some of the most challenging music I have ever had to play.
Yeah, Josh, you're shaking your head there. Right?
Anyone in Philadelphia that has gotten to the opportunity to play some of his music has been challenged in ways they have not been challenged.
Yeah. I mean, you can attest to that, right?
Oh, I can
Josh?
Definitely. Yeah. I did a recording session with him this past year of some of his newer music that he's getting together. And, you know, I get back into like a situation, you know, after playing his music for like a week where I'm just playing like a blues in 4/4 time. And I feel like this is so comfortable. Right?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, we all respect each other so much. I mean, we're pushing each other. We're inspiring each other. We're all writing. And we've said it a lot, like the Fresh Cut Orchestra, this is a band of band leaders. Yeah, so we all play in each other's bands. We get in each other's minds, and in a situation like Francois' music, we're like, wow, you're crazy. This is
bring it on.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing, and it's you know, feelings of appreciation to be part of something like that.
Are there certain things you do, Anwar, before a performance to prepare? You all are performing tonight.
That's a great question. I just try to not think about anything.
Is that right? Just clear your mind?
I just try to clear my mind and you know, like I'll maybe warm up for a couple minutes, like maybe an hour or so beforehand. Besides that, I just don't try to think about anything.
Mm-hmm. Can you do that? Can you teach me how?
Yeah, how do you do that?
I'm not great at it. Trust me, I'm still working it out. But yeah, that's my ritual.
All right. How about for you, Josh?
Well, for me, I got to take care of the trumpet because the trumpet is not a forgiving instrument. So I do a little bit of just, you know, some physical warm up on the instrument, not a whole lot. And then I listen to music. That's really the
someone else's music.
Yeah, someone else's music. Like, I'll listen to trumpet. You know, I feel like you are what you eat, and I feel like what comes out of my horn comes from somewhere else. So I kind of listen to some music and just let whatever's going to come through at the performance.
How about for you, Jason?
Oh, I don't even know how to answer that. There's so much energy that is just going through my body. I can tell you,
are you nervous?
It's like a slingshot, you know. It's like it just keeps getting pulled back, and then there's this kind of energy. I know it's going to release at some point. I try and breathe, and I start to yawn. A lot when I'm in that.
Wow.
Yeah, I kind of, and so people are like, oh, are you tired? And I'm just like, no, I'm excited.
You're trying to get
this.
Oxygen, probably.
Maybe.
Yeah, right.
Maybe I'm about to pass out. Yeah.
I don't know. I do not know.
No, but I love performing so much, and it's an energy that that I've, you know, I love.
Let me see what Douglas from Allentown has to say. Douglas, go ahead, you're on Radio Times.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Marty.
Sure.
It's a great show.
Thank you.
And you guys are a great band.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask Jason if he listens to any Danny Thompson stuff.
I can't.
He used to play with John Martin and Richard Thompson as well. Not related, but this like an upright bass player extraordinaire. And also, if you guys ever listen to Mission of Burma as far as the looping thing goes? Because they do, like, they're a punk band, I guess, but they do really neat live tape loops, analog tape loops in their performances.
That's interesting, Douglas, because Anwar seems to
have heard
a visceral
that
response.
Yes,
yeah, go ahead.
I have heard that group, and I dig it.
And you
a
like
whole
it.
Lot, yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta check out more. There's so much stuff to take inspiration from, and especially right now, as I feel like we're in a great time to be able to almost immediately access so much, you know, so much material. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you can.
Well, I'm not familiar with the bass player that you mentioned. Man, there's so much music out there. We'll definitely have to write that down and check him out for sure.
Yeah.
Douglas, thanks for the call. Let me see what Rod from West Philadelphia has to say. Rod, go ahead. You're on Radio Times.
Hey, I'm so thankful that we have organizations like Painted Bride in Philadelphia helping put things together like this. But my question is, since the group played in New York last night and Philly today, I wonder, with some of the band members being from here and other places, do you set your repertoire based on the city or the vibe of the audience, or do you just play your set based on, you know, what you've been practicing and what your album is going to be?
Well, Rod,
and
thanks.
That I can get there tonight.
Okay.
Oh,
Rod,
great.
Who should I toss that to? Should I toss that first to you, Josh?
I'm getting the nod over
here. Yeah, you're getting the nod.
For me, when it comes to that, I learned a lot about that from playing with a piano player from Philadelphia named Orrin Evans, who Anwar and I both play in his band, Captain Black Big Band. And it's all about feeling the audience. Like, you know, I mean, I feel like tonight we have an idea of what we're going to do. Last night, when you have like a showcase where it's an hour and you need to, it was one set last night, and you have to present the music that you're presenting, we knew what we were going to do. Some things may change as far as arrangement on the fly, but as far as some tunes, depending on who's there, depending on how we're feeling, we might, in the middle of a tune, go off into another tune. If one of us is like, you know what, let's just take a left here and go to a different tune, or you know what, the crowd isn't responding to this right now, or the energy isn't feeling right, so let's go in this different direction to kind of grab everybody, make sure that they're all with us. So it can change.
And
yeah.
Is that a matter of eye contact or body language?
Eye contact the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, we're always, I mean, when you see, to me, when I see a band perform, I know it's a good band when I see everybody looking at each other the entire time. To me, that's one of the most key things. And everybody's having a conversation musically and just like really in the moment, making sure that they're ready to go where everybody wants to go at that moment. And it's almost like an unconscious thing that's kind of floating through the air that everybody grabs on.
Mm-hmm. Jason, I want to pick up on something you said earlier about playing something called a cuatro. What is that?
Well, cuatro is a 10-string island instrument. I got it from Puerto Rico. My grandfather, he is a cuatrista and plays requinto.
Cuatrista.
Uh-huh, that's right. And so my grandpa gave me this instrument when I was a kid. It was like laying on a bed. The strings were loose. And I said, hey, what's this? And he tuned it up for me and gave it to me.
Huh.
I had dabbled with it over the years, and it is, an instrument that I absolutely love to play. You might hear it in some traditional Puerto Rican country music. I've played some of that. Of course, I've taken a big different turn with it and use it in different contexts. I absolutely love it. In my rock band, there's songs that I've written that are based around that instrument. Mm-hmm. And then in the second Fresh Cut record that we'll put out later down the road, my pieces that I brought to the table were pretty much written from the cuatro.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So,
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me ask you, Josh, about, and we were talking about this before going on the air, is that your, I guess, band teacher or music teacher in high school was the guy that Whiplash is based on, which makes me want to know how you survived band.
Well, I haven't seen the movie. I haven't gone to see it, and I am curious, but I have seen the trailer, and the even from the trailer, it's definitely an overblown depiction of the person in question. To me, he was, first of all, an old school musician, which means you got to know your stuff if you want to be a musician. He was an old school teacher, meaning it was kind of tough love teacher. And he was an old school Italian.
Huh.
So, and me, you know, me having Italian background, you know, like I understood that type of like, you know, the way that you're taught by your elders and the type of, you know, passion, you know, he was an aficionado. That's definitely
passion.
about everything in life. Exactly. Exactly. About, food, wine and music. So, I mean, I would not be sitting here today if it wasn't for him, though.
Oh,
you know,
that's insane.
I would not even have thought music would be a career. Would probably not have gotten into the type of music that I'm into. I mean, he was a huge influence on me. Yeah.
We're almost out of time here, Anwar, but I'm curious about, was there a teacher that was influential for you? As you said, both of your parents are musicians, so perhaps it was the family you grew up in.
Definitely, initially, my mother is a music teacher, and she made me and my siblings take piano lessons, and they got me my first drum set. And me being in, I guess the first lessons I took, me being product of the Philadelphia public school system, I had Carl Mottola, mm-hmm. who is actually the drummer on, if you watch Channel 6 News, that theme song and those mm-hmm. that great drum solo,
sure.
that is Carl Mottola, and he tears it up. I'm happy to have had him as a teacher. I think he taught a lot of the drummers that actually, I think he taught Questlove, mm-hmm. Little John Roberts, who's also from Philadelphia, who's been playing with Stevie Wonder, and you know a lot, countless others. But he was amazing.
Well, it's been a great pleasure to have all three of you with us today on Radio Times, and congratulations on your new CD, and have fun tonight as well.
Thank you very much,
you're very welcome. I've been talking with bassist Jason Fraticelli, drummer Anwar Marshall, and trumpeter Josh Lawrence. And again, they are performing tonight at the World Cafe live in West Philadelphia. Kevin Griffin, the engineer for today's edition of Radio Times, the show produced by Susan Greenbaum, Debbie Bilder, Emily Bryant, and John Ahrens. I'm Marty Moskowain, and we do want to close things out with another piece from The Vine, and this is The Reawakening. It's the final piece of the Mother Suite from the Fresh Cut Orchestra's new album, From the Vine, and let's give it a listen.